Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marie-Claire Williams from the Office of Marketing and Communications at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. The emergence of friendly societies in Barbados in the post-emancipation period were lifelines for the newly freed people who were navigating life in an uncertain world. The formerly enslaved had no economic security or social protection, and these societies offered them mutual care and dignity. They encouraged discipline, thrift, and moral responsibility, and also provided opportunities for individuals to build their livelihoods. Members identified as Christian, and they were expected to live in line with those beliefs. These societies monitored members' conduct closely, and after a trial period, anyone who continued to live in ways that contradicted their principles was removed. On May 25, 1836, the Barbadian newspaper highlighted the second anniversary celebrations of the male and female societies of the St. Mary's district. To mark the occasion, about 200 men and 150 women attended divine service at St. Mary's Chapel. The service included a sermon by the Archdeacon based on Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, which states, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." His message offered practical advice and encouragement to the members. The friendly societies aimed to uplift the lower classes and encouraged people to live soberly, honestly, and with purpose while working towards a better future. But not everyone stayed the course. Some chose to abandon these standards, often influenced by poor examples set by their superiors. For example, the paper reported that while the members of the St. Mary's district were celebrating, 29 men had recently been expelled for continuing to have common law relations rather than get married. By doing so, they lost both their contributions to their society as well as access to its support in times of need. That moral scrutiny may seem harsh today, but in the post-emancipation context, it reflected the need to counter colonial stereotypes and build stable, self-governing communities in a deeply unequal society. Friendly societies have declined over time due to the emergence of modern welfare institutions, but their legacy continues through various organizations such as the Barbados Landship and credit unions. Although they operate under a different model, they reflect the same traditions of mutual aid and collective responsibility.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.